With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel has asked the White House to reschedule a high-level meeting on military plans for Gaza's southern city of Rafah. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his forces need to go into Rafah to take out Hamas fighters.
Now we are told, you can't do this. If you go into Rafah, you're going to have a humanitarian catastrophe. You're going to have, 30,000 dead. 30,000. Civilian dead. Okay. That's not true. That is simply not true.
An Israeli official said the White House had reached out with the goal of setting a new meeting. The official was not authorized to talk to the media and spoke on condition of anonymity. The Coast Guard says the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed a bridge in Baltimore underwent routine engine maintenance in port beforehand. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilruth said at a news conference Wednesday that authorities have been informed that the ship was going to undergo the maintenance. He added that they were not informed of any problems. The ship collided into a support pillar early Tuesday, causing the span to buckle into the river. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is focused on four main priorities in the aftermath of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore.
Reopen the port, deal with the supply chain implications until the port does reopen, rebuild the bridge, and deal with the surface transportation implications until the bridge is rebuilt.
The bodies of two of six workers who plunged into the water were recovered early Wednesday. The others are presumed dead. Authorities say four people were killed and five were wounded in stabbings in northern Illinois. Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd said Wednesday that a suspect is in police custody and has been questioned. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 477 points. The Nasdaq rose 83. This is SRN News. There's a population bomb ticking around the world.
But it's not overpopulation, quite the opposite. A new study published this month in The Lancet projects that due to falling birth rates, every region outside of Africa will be below the population replacement rate within 15 years. Wealthy industrialized countries, including the U.S., lead the way, with too few births to replace the number of people who die every year. Abortion and an increased focus on career over family are being blamed for the trend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that ultimately would have put abortion to a vote of the people in Louisiana has failed in the legislature. The measure, which would have enshrined abortion in the Louisiana Constitution, was defeated in committee. The state has a near-total ban on abortion approved by lawmakers. Several states across the country will put abortion on the ballot this November, and several more are considering such a move. This is SRN News. In this world of dominating trucks and SUVs, Kia has a new compact car.
Americans are buying SUVs and trucks, but Kia is kicking the trend with its revamped compact car called the K4. Sales of small cars have been dropping, but Kia rolled out the K4 at the New York International Auto Show. It comes with 11 standard advanced driving features, including automatic emergency braking, lane keeping assist, and smart cruise control. Pricing and fuel economy haven't been announced. The K4 is scheduled to hit showrooms in the second half of this year. I'm Rita Foley.
The NBA's Washington Wizards and NHL's Washington Capitals are staying in the District of Columbia. Owner Ted Leonsis and Mayor Muriel Bowser announced the $515 million deal at a news conference Wednesday. Virginia officials said a new arena in that state is now off the table. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.